Hello, one and all, and welcome back to First Thought of the Day. I'm sitting here with Mallory Maldog Eaton.
Thank you.
Yes, that's how she greets herself nowadays.
Yes.
And right over here is Aaron, the barbed wire Ingbrecht.
Splendid to be here today.
Splendid.
Splendid.
Well played, kind lad. So yeah, welcome back. This is, I'm really excited for our topic today. This is a Mrs. Eaton topic.
It is. Yeah. Who's Mrs. Eaton?
Mrs. Eaton.
Like, dog.
So formal.
I know. Professor Eaton. Yes. What?
I have a pipe. If anyone can see. Yeah.
What if we did an entire podcast just with a fake accent?
Oh my God. People would definitely turn that off.
I don't know if they'd like it or not.
Meh.
What was that?
Is that a donkey that just bit itself? Yeah.
Yeah. You just respond in that the whole time.
What would your accent be if you had to?
I can do a British accent.
It's fun to copy, isn't it?
Tis.
How about a Yosemite Sam Southern man for you? Yippy skippy, as it were. Yee-haw.
Goopla?
Meh. That'd be different.
Meh.
That donkey bit itself again.
Meh.
So, what have we been up to the last 7 days, question mark? Because we're about to go on spring break.
It has been windy.
It has been like crazy weather.
Crazy wind. We got this fan out here by our high school. Somebody
we
got to
turn that down.
Off.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, he is actually pointing toward the wind turbine back there. So.
Fun fact, I had multiple freshmen convinced that we turn the fan on to blow the snow away and the fog. So they think that's true.
So I know that Dan Franklin always had, that was his big joke. He's like, he said, why don't we haven't had a fog delay. And he said, well, this is when Mr. Boggs was Mr. Boggs would turn on the windmill and blow all the fog away. Ha, ha, ha. And he would say that everybody believed him. But I really wonder how many actually did and how many were just kind of messing with them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I joke about, if there's bad weather.
Just so everyone knows, Aaron Ingbrecht has no sense of humor. For the record, so whatever he's about to say, he did not joke about it.
No, like, bad weather, kids, are we going to go home early today? Which happens almost never. Like, that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Once every 3 or 4 years,
sure.
Maybe.
But I'll joke, as soon as the buses get here, we're out of here.
Yeah.
You get a lot of eye rolls.
Yeah.
But we always leave when the buses show up.
Yeah. On time.
But the one where I actually had students for just like a brief minute was when we had the power outage.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I hope they get that back up so they can start the buses. And most of them, but there were a few kids that like, wait a second. Like they actually hesitated. And I
think they're like electric buses. We have them like charging.
Wild.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
That's the beauty of freshmen. They legitimately believe that that's why we have that.
I just would like to point out that I said, how have we been doing? And it's been windy. That's all that we've learned about our last week. And then we just... If anybody wants to know what this podcast is, just play these 2 minutes for them.
Yeah.
Like, this is... You guys want to know? Here you go.
Just a blooper reel.
This is just what's in our heads.
Our life is a blooper reel.
It is.
Yeah. Which, by the way... According to Maldog, Mrs. Eaton, said that she may have a little surprise for us at some point, maybe with a little blooper reel going.
Ooh. I might. There is some extra footage floating around out there.
Might be an early summer.
We got to clean it up. Add some bleeps.
It will definitely be edited.
Maybe. Yeah.
Just for...
I don't even remember.
It won't make any sense.
Probably.
No, it's not bad at all.
No. Okay, good. Now guess who doesn't have a sense of humor now? It's me.
That's
all right, that's fun. So how about you? What you been up to other than Windy Man over here?
Other than the wind.
I hope that comes through really well.
I was waiting for the like the little donkey off in the... So nothing super new. I actually was going to ask if you guys were doing anything for spring break because we're chilling in A-Town. You know, we might hit up the Shedd Aquarium one day in Chicago.
Nope.
That might be the farthest we frolic, but just been lots of sports. The girls are in volleyball and we're starting soccer today. And I'm like, hey, how much stuff can we do?
Yeah.
And we're doing well.
Astonishing. Like when I was single, I thought, man, this is as crazy as it'll be when I'm married. I want to really calm down. I want to really, and it's twice as much.
Yeah.
And then when you have a kid, you're like, all right, well, I'm going to be giving some of this stuff up because my Nope. Still doing all that, plus a new schedule on top of it.
Yep.
And I can't imagine multiples. I mean, I've just got the one.
You've got I can't double. Imagine four. Yeah.
You've got double one, and you've got double two. I mean, that's a wild.
And ours, like, I have days where they're like, I'm not putting on pants. And you're like,
what?
It's 20 degrees outside. You definitely need pants. And we will argue.
Listen, that happens about twice a week with Mr. Tinky down the hallway. So,
I can believe that. Yeah, come on, Tinks. Gotta wear the pantalones.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
Spring break plans. Mm-hmm. First, Engbrecht spring break breakout. I don't know. We're actually getting out.
Okay. Escaping?
Yeah.
Great
Wolf Lodge.
Ooh, you'll have to let me know. I've always thought about that.
North of Chicago.
Yeah, Gurnee Mills.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going with three other families.
Okay.
All four families have a kid in kindergarten and then other kids as well. So,
neat.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, they have like an actual, like, a guy dressed as a wolf. Not a real wolf.
Never been there.
I hope so.
But he has...
He doesn't even work there. He just dresses up and shows up. Yeah, he's like, hey, guy. Yeah.
I wear wolf.
Jumps in the pool and you're like, I don't think this is like good chlorine with this.
Milos, why are you wearing that wolf?
I want the cookie now. No, it's... We went there one time at... the Wisconsin Dells.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard good things about there.
It's pretty fun, so.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We got to keep the kids, you know, above water.
Helpful.
So that could be a little wild.
Hire the wolf man. He can be your babysitter.
Just ride that wolf, kiddos. Yeah.
It's all he is. We've got
little floaty things for them to wear, suits or whatever they are.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pants, hopefully, somewhere in there.
Maybe. We don't have... So my son's getting baptized on Easter.
Yeah.
So exciting. Little Chube.
It's a big time for him, so he's excited. We're excited for that.
Congratulations, Little Chube. That's a big, that's
Holy
a big
Chube now.
Holy Chube.
Holy Chube.
Holy Chube.
But he's getting baptized on Easter, and we've got, you know, all the family coming in, you know, from Minnesota and you know, all of our towns.
And the Wolfman will be there as well. He's going to leave from yours, come to the baptism.
That's right. He's
baptism.
Still got a smell of chlorine when he walks in.
That's better than smelling like a dirty wolf.
It's
going to
be a problem.
That's right.
Besides that, though, we don't really have a lot of big plans. I don't know. Most people kind of know we like to go on little adventures where it's just little day trips. I bet we go on five of those.
Sure. Yes.
But we don't have anything necessarily planned out.
I like that. Sometimes I like life unplanned because everything is scripted in my life, the entire day.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Which comes into my topic a little bit today, so we'll get to that.
You know what time it is, maybe.
Maldog's Media Minute. All right, so this one.
By the way, fans out there, the both of you that listen.
all two of you.
Do you like us doing that, or should we, maybe we need to throw up a poll or something on that? Do you like that we all say Maldog's Media, or should we like have something else, something a little more fun?
Well, listen, we're finally at the point where we all say it at the same time.
Yeah. And saying the right words.
And the right words.
All right. I've said the right words for most of the time.
I'm proud of you.
By the way. I'm not batting 1,000. But
our harmony is in sync. Like, listen.
Let's try it
sorry,
one more time.
Poll people. Maldog's Media Minute. That had a little pizzazz.
That was a lot of obnoxious at
it
once.
It
that was too much, maybe. Okay. We got to figure that one out.
So, this one, kind of in E's realm, he's the business guy.
Ooh.
So, you're.
Stolen credit cards?
No. Has to do with Walmart, though.
Who stolen Walmarts?
Yes. People are stealing Walmarts.
How many Walmarts have you stolen, Milos?
In my home country, I stole 0.2.
0.2.
Well done.
So
I had to work out to get there. But I will sometimes.
You just took like a sign from there or something. That was your point too.
I stole the parking lot.
So as you're all familiar, you've all probably shopped at Walmart.
Yes.
There's been this ongoing thing where a lot of stores have brought in the self-checkout, right?
Yes.
So the argument here is like a lot of people didn't like self-checkouts because it took away a lot of jobs. Right. Some people love self-checkouts because like you don't have to talk to people and it's fast. So Walmart has decided, not at all locations, at like it's up to the stores themselves, but they have had let me see if it's million. Let's double check here so I don't say crazy things. They have had $6 million in shrinkage, which you know is theft.
Yeah.
Okay. So even though they have all these cameras, all these things, they're losing a lot of money.
Sure.
So now they're talking about bringing...
Drop in the bucket for Walmart, though.
Well...
But if you want to sponsor us, Walmart...
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
But I'm holding your parking lot for ransom.
So they are talking about possibly either bringing cashiers back,
yeah,
or you sign up for their little club incentive.
Loyalty.
Yeah, and it's like $98 a year, $10 a month or something. So you would actually have to have that loyalty to use the self-checkout.
Oh.
And so only some people don't love that. Yeah.
Interesting.
So they're just saying how, like, and I guess Target's kind of been in on the conversation. So there's a lot of rumblings on the internets because talking about what they're going
to
do.
My real question then is, obviously they had to do some sort of market research and find out that $6 million, rough to lose, it's always, and you're right, probably a drop in the bucket, but it's rough to lose $6 million no matter who you are, where you are, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much business they will lose if they go away from it. If the number is greater than 6 million, then they're going to keep them.
Right.
I mean, there's your basic math. If it's less than 6 million, but at the same time, if I'm in Rochester, Indiana, and I need, I don't know, some shaving cream, a new shirt, and some celery.
Exactly what I get every time I go to the grocery store.
Well, and an air conditioner.
But think about this.
I mean, where else am I going to go?
True.
Where else?
We don't have a lot of options.
You get 60,000 people to pay that subscription. Is that the right math?
Yep.
Yeah. You've made it up that, and you're going to get more than that.
That's 6 million.
You're going to get more than that.
Well, and here's the thing, though. So I found their membership. So it's $98 annually or $10 a month. You get online ordering and free delivery, gas savings, video streaming. I didn't know they did that.
So online ordering, are they going to take that away?
It doesn't say they're going to take it away or not.
Because we use that. My wife does her grocery shopping. It's just too crazy to that many little kids to the store. So she picks up. And
Ireland
then,
Road.
Yeah.
Typically.
And it's just easy. But here's the thing, though, is, and also it'll have things like DoorDash, Uber Eats, so that's going to, but they use a third party called Spark.
Interesting.
So it's not all just their, you know what I mean? So Spark's going to take a cut out of that, but then you're going to have DoorDash and those things too.
Yeah.
So I just think that's a little, like, it's just interesting. Like, I'm curious, will people flock to it or run away?
So I was, as you said that, I'm over here counting, I'm moving my fingers and Ingrid's looking at me like, are you having a stroke over there? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I can name, and I won't say their names, but I can name four people that I know that if they go to a gas station and that self-pay at the pump is not working, they will go to another gas station.
Wow. Oh, I'm married to one of them.
Yeah.
So
I almost fear that they're maybe overreaching here. This may be an overreach from them because, like, if you go to Walmart right now, there is always a queue, right? It all kind of pulls back. There's usually, I don't know, an even number, 6, 8, 10, whatever. And there's just one line that feeds into all of them because it is pretty quick as opposed to waiting for this person to get up there and pay and do their thing. It's really fast because you just take care of business.
And if you pick the wrong line,
you're furious
with
the
person.
Yes.
And all the other lines are going.
You're furious for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't they still have the queue for, like, I don't know, four?
I totally agree.
But people still don't. Well, and they talk about, too, how it's normal business practice. Like, certain hours are busier than others, so they'll have more employees or more whatever.
Sure.
But I also think, too, of, like, the lines that are, like, 10 items or less. You know people are going in those lines with way more.
I legitimately think,
and I'm ready to fight them.
Yeah.
If it's me betting, this is maybe the cynical side of me coming out, I don't think any of it has to do with jobs. Because how long did we go when people were, please work here, right? The signs everywhere.
Yep.
How long did we see that? I think that's to get us to say, oh, they care about humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that at all. I think it's all about the
profit. Yeah. Which makes sense.
It's
all about
using all these analytics to make financially driven decisions.
And then they've got to run it through their PR department to figure out how to spend this so that people don't think we're being money grubbing.
Sure.
Know,
yeah. How's it going to affect us?
Sure.
Financially.
Right.
100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could. So you might have to let your wife know.
Actually, it might be an under.
There you go.
You might have to say, hey, Sabrina, We're going to have to either pay a membership or you're going to have to go in or go elsewhere.
Or just go to Woody's right next door.
There you go.
By the way, Woody's. We could.
Woody's, you can sponsor us also.
Yeah.
We'll take all the sponsoring.
Are you listening?
So there you go. There's some wow. something to chew on.
And
there.
Now we've been informed through
Maldog's Media Minute. Love it.
That's so silly. So we've got a couple questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question. What is a place, it could be like a vacation spot, destination, whatever, that you hear and just think, eh? Like, people are like, oh, yeah, this location.
Las Vegas.
It's overrated.
Oh, same.
Okay. I've got absolutely no, there's no draw for me to go to the middle of a desert to see a bunch of prefabricated buildings with things that interest me not at all.
Yep.
All, okay, hold on.
Although.
The concert series could be pretty sweet.
Okay.
Okay. That would be that could be really
the
fun.
The show aspect.
Yeah.
Like, of the if a, one of my favorite performers were, like, took up residency there. And, but like, I'm not a gambler. I'm not a partier. You know, I'm not that guy. It's just there's no piece of that sounds appealing to me.
Yeah.
140 degrees to just see some blinking lights. I mean, I don't. I think it might be cool if I'm in the area to just drive by at night and see it all and then just leave. I don't have any desire to go there as a destination.
Exact same answer. So we have tons of friends. Like, I have one of my best friends from college. They go all the time, and they love to gamble. Like, I would be okay because Trey and I have talked about, like, oh, maybe going during March Madness. Like, I would maybe gamble on, like, a basketball game or something because, to me, that has a little more, like, it could be, like, actual, like, fate versus a computer. But sure. I'm not a gambler. Other than the shows, I don't see the appeal. I have no want to ever go, honestly.
The buffets are pretty fun.
Yeah.
So you know when to hold them.
But I don't know when to fold them. Oh. I don't. I just don't do it at all.
Walk away or know when to run? You never count your
money. I would agree with you guys.
Yeah.
I actually have been to Vegas. So I drove from Chicago to L.A. My buddy moved from Chicago to L.A. And he needed somebody to drive their other vehicle out.
Why does this sound like the beginning of a sitcom?
It does.
My buddy needed someone.
Your buddy Milos?
Not my buddy Milo. Logan.
He got stuck in Las Vegas.
Did Logan steal one of your video games?
No, he got married and they moved to L.A.
Wow.
And now you're on the gambler's life. And that's just
but
your name.
On the trip out, we stopped in Vegas and I was like, I don't, like, this is not anything
yeah,
that I want to come
get
back
it.
To ever.
Yeah.
It just was not something that was very big. Although watching the fountains do their little thing to the music, I was
like,
they
probably have
cool
stuff. Yeah.
That's it.
My aunt loves Vegas, but she's a big gambler. She loves that whole.
Yeah.
Does Route 66 start in Chicago and go to L.A.?
Don't know.
That would have been fun.
I don't think Route 66 is that far north.
Okay.
I thought the song goes.
It goes from Chicago to L.A.
Maybe.
Help us out, fans. Anybody?
I can barely remember 80? The highways and things around here, let alone other parts of the country.
Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, cool. Good question.
Yeah.
So last time I asked you the cultural question, the two cultural things that are seemingly not connected, they aren't connected.
Chris's cultural clash.
Yeah.
I don't know what we actually called it.
C's.
It feels like Hershey's won, by the way.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it won.
I think it won.
I think it's bigger than Nike, culturally.
Sweet. So,
and the way I'm picturing this is almost like, so there's a Nike meteor that hits Earth. Boom.
And there's a giant chocolate meteor.
And there's a Hershey's meteor. Hits. Which one makes the bigger dent?
You could be the old woman that lives in a shoe if it's a shoe meteor.
No, I want the chocolate meteor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it feels like the Hershey meteor made a bigger dent.
Sure.
How about today's, though? I'm kind of excited for what you guys have today.
All right, here we go.
Star Wars. Not just the films, not just the franchise, all the fandom, all the toys, the generations
all the merch.
Of people that, that are in, right?
All the baby Yodas.
All of it. I mean, every piece of it.
So many baby Yodas. I don't know
they
what
are
I'm
cute.
Actually saying
They're
right
very
now.
Cute.
So all of that. So Star Wars versus Apple.
Ooh.
Star Wars.
The company
Hands
Apple.
Down.
But right now you've got
smartphones.
But
I'm not
Star,
a Star Wars,
Wars
guy.
But Star Wars is a generational, like, it's never going to die.
I feel like where you're saying that you could replace Star Wars for Apple right there.
I'm going Star Wars. I'm sticking to it.
Here's the difference people love Star Wars. Mm-hmm. They dress up like Star Wars. They don't dress up like Apple. I don't think there's an affinity
and
like there is with Star Wars.
You can have like what's other than what else is as so big like, as Star
I'm
Wars?
Steve Jobs today.
I'm yeah. a cell phone.
But like if you because there's other cell phones, right? Like Apple's a big one, but like you could be Samsung or whatever. What else is like Star Wars that you would that has such a long running giant fandom?
Oh, have you ever heard of the Golden Girls?
I have heard of the Golden Girls, but I don't think that's comparable.
Huh. How about
no,
Richard Marx?
This is a good one.
You ever heard of Richard Marx?
This is a good one. Yeah.
Apple has significantly altered
changed
our
the game. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're wildly disparate, right? They're not
yes.
even close. Yeah. They would never intersect. I think this is an interesting moment. So
I'm still going with my Star Wars people.
You went off the cuff. By the way, the look in her eyes mm-hmm. of just absolute pure clarity of I'm Star Wars through and through.
It's there.
Ingrid and I
she
are
went,
least,
yeah, she
know,
went all Spock on
mm-hmm.
us. Yeah.
Spock, that's not Star Wars. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't even like love Star Wars. I think it
yeah,
is a tried and true. What's the wait, is it this? Oh, it's
yeah.
this with
yeah.
the hand thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
No one can see. Yep.
You can, though.
I can.
You know.
I
you
have,
know.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt it. Now that feels pretty good. What's your
yeah.
I choice. Don't know. I honestly don't. Yeah. How do you compare? It's like comparing apples to oranges.
But you've got to pick one. There has to be a choice.
But my,
or apples to Spocks.
My best,
I know it's not Spock.
You know you've got a good comparison if yeah. somebody says, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
So I will.
It's hard because, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I would want to know the financial impact both have had. And I would assume that Apple would have a bigger financial impact.
I think
I don't
people
know.
Would die so, for Star Wars. They would not die for Apple.
So, Mr. Stark?
But people die when they lose their phone and they lose their
But
mind.
They would still be okay if it was a different brand of phone.
And people have walked off cliffs because they're looking at their phone.
People might sacrifice themselves for Chewbacca.
Like the
SS off
Enterprise.
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But... So, Mr. Stirk, we know, is an enormous Star Wars fan. And I told him yesterday when I saw him, I've got a question on there that's really going to pique your interest today. So, please reply, chime in. I know your answer already, but defend it.
Mm. To infinity and beyond.
And with that, it's time to go into our main topic.
Okay, so the main topic today, and this is something that plagues me daily, and I assume since we're all in the same profession, you probably know how I feel. I want to talk about decision fatigue. Okay, so for those of you that don't know what it is, it's the idea that after you make so many decisions in a day, that as like the day goes on, it's just so hard to make even the easiest decisions. Like your brain is just so tired from making decisions all day, big or small, that it affects you like later.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's like I'm at school and I think I read somewhere teachers make like 1,000 decisions a day or something like that. I will get home and like I don't even want to choose what we're having for dinner. I don't care. I'll eat a stick. I don't care.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just tapped out. So I'm just curious, have you guys ever, or do you experience that a lot? And then I'll kind of tell you some jobs that have this and so on.
It's an interesting idea because the first time I heard this phrase had to do with compassion, right? I've heard of compassion fatigue where you care and care and care for, maybe it's a group of people, maybe it's a classroom, maybe mm-hmm. it's there's a loved one who's really sick, and you care and care and care for them, and you are just... You run out of steam. You mm-hmm. don't have it in the tank mm-hmm. to care anymore. And it feels like societally, a generation ago, we would have legitimately judged that person.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, we're like, yeah, it's mental health, right? We mm-hmm. have to take care of you. This idea of decision fatigue, man, I love this idea. Because, I mean, so many people are paralyzed by mm-hmm. decisions. Like right now... We've got these seniors going to college. Hey, what are you going to do? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, I like 50 different things, mm-hmm. and I could do all of these, but I don't want to pick the wrong one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they end up, I mean, it's easy to pick zero sometimes, right?
What do they call it? Paralysis or analysis paralysis? Yeah.
Paralysis by analysis.
Yes. Both are. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, but it's a, I think that's a legit one too. The mm-hmm. But it's maybe too many choices,
mm-hmm.
too many decisions to be made.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Like, if I were forced to all of a sudden at the end of the day be like, okay, what am I having for supper now? You have to plan it in advance. Yes. Otherwise, it's like, man, yeah. I've got nothing left. Yeah, sometimes I just feel like I don't want to decide anymore. I feel that with, like, leading things, I don't want to lead anything mm-hmm. else. I don't want to be the person make. I just want to go along with whatever.
I just want to exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost feel like that's, as the older I get and the more I lead and the more I kind of do, the more recharge time I almost need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say recharge, it used to be, like, isolation. Now it's just less people around me mm-hmm. to recharge. Now it's not, you know, there's... I think all of those are really legit,
I think you'll hear people say they go on vacation, then they need a vacation from
vacation. Yes, sure. Especially with littles. Are you kidding me? That's so much work and choices.
There's a lot of outside factors and increases decisions, mm-hmm. and I can see that.
Agreed.
That's sometimes why I like on like a spring break, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm still doing stuff, like I don't have to be on a schedule and make choices. Like, hey, we're just going to hang out today and go where the wind takes us. You know what I mean?
That's maybe part of why... You know, Ingebrigts and I have talked before, we like working in the yard because it's our little corner of heaven that we have here, and we get to beautify it and make it wonderful,
mm-hmm.
at least theoretically. And we get to, A, have that sense of accomplishment at the end of the day, but, B, it's a little bit relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of just toil is okay, is fun.
And the choices are so simple, or sometimes there's not really much to choose. You just
– You're like, I got to mow the grass. Yeah.
Which trash can do I put the sticks in?
Yeah.
Wow, what a decision.
Yeah. You know?
But just so for people out there that you're like, oh, this kind of sounds like me. So here's some of the classic signs, which I like check all of these, but you're more irritable. You procrastinate more.
Okay.
Exhaustion and then impulsivity. So I think like I'm often a stress eater. And so, like, I'm just so tired and done. I'm like, oh, that's in front of me. I'm going to eat that. And then you're, like, mad that you ate that.
Sure.
But so all of those are, like, major signs of it. What jobs? So I didn't get, like, every job on earth. But I picked 10 of them, not in any particular order. But can you think of some jobs that would have the most decisions to be made during a regular day?
Animator for Pixar.
That was very specific and possibly.
So,
police officers.
Okay.
Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
CEOs.
Okay.
I mean, entrepreneurs, I think they've got, they have nonstop.
It's on them.
Yeah.
Right? But I think like classical kind of nurses.
There you go.
Right? Wouldn't they have a ton?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a lot?
I would think the medical field would be constant decision making.
Agreed. I mean, what about coaching?
Coaching's a lot too.
Is that
I didn't see it so much. Like I said, there were multiple things. I just picked kind of the top bunch, but like, coaching is a ton of decisions.
How many would you pick?
I got 10.
So have we named any?
Yes, you have. I was going to tell you.
Okay, so in the top 10 is animated for Pixar?
No, that one did not make the list.
Okay,
yeah. So in no particular order, but teaching was on there, and it was very high up. Doctors and surgeons, people in kind of like the medical field, you know, dealing with that. Anesthesiologists are in there.
Yeah.
Judges. So people that do law-esque things, law enforcement, and first responders.
Oh, first responders. So, yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, because
like Ryan.
Medical.
Ryan, yeah.
Shout out to our boy,
Ryan Reed. So, yeah, he – I can't even fathom because you're literally dealing with people's lives, all the medical things.
Oh, hold on. How about construction?
That's the next one I was going to say.
Really?
That's weird. Construction manager.
Okay.
So and as we see all the things happening here in our construction, I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
An air traffic controller, dentist, pharmacist, and vets. So there's...
Anti-dentite.
So there are some...
Raging anti-dentite.
Yeah.
Any Seinfeld people out there will get that one.
Not all, but some. So...
And you said the next one is a Pixar animator? Is that the right one?
It's just outside of the list.
Okay, well, it's made it, kind of. Okay.
But...
Oh, sorry. Go.
Well, I was going to say, so what are some things you guys do? Because I have a couple... little suggestions on how to help, but I know that I fall victim to this all the time, and I know my poor family, they have to deal with me not wanting to make any decisions or do anything.
So like, how do I deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
I first off, I've got to kind of acknowledge that I'm feeling that way. Mm-hmm. Because for the longest time, I didn't. I'm still a caveman in a lot of ways, where I just call it stress.
No stress. Right?
I don't have necessarily a beautiful label where I'm decision mm-hmm. fatigue, but I'm too much. And so I need to go off and recharge somehow. And for me, I'm a simple guy, tinkering in the garage, working in the yard, fixing a little project, something that I can feel good about, but also like put my stamp on and walk away from. Mm-hmm. That's how I recharge. And I've already said I like to organize and kind of mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
What about for you?
Choose to do something mindless. Mm-hmm. Like find something mindless where I know, man, this is going to involve very few decisions. Mm-hmm. Yard work. I like designing things, graphic mm-hmm. design. If I could just kind
and
of...
you're good at it.
And there's still yeah. decisions there, but it's more of a... I don't know. I'm just kind of doing whatever comes to mind.
Sure. Yeah, it's a...
So...
where you can make a decision and you can be done with it more or less immediately.
Yeah.
That's so rewarding, you know, I think.
Yeah. So...
So yeah, very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, find yeah. something mindless.
So...
Excelente.
Some of the suggestions is to delegate decisions to others, which sure. is very hard for me. Make your most important decisions first and then save the other ones for later. Sleep, exercise, good luck with that.
Good times.
And I've noticed for me, though, is communicating it. Mm. So, like, I'm very clear to Trey about, like, hey, I don't want to make a single decision.
I'm close to the edge here.
Yep. So there you go. There's yeah. some ways to help with some decision fatigue.
I had a stat I wanted to run past you guys.
Let's
see if
you
can guess it. Various sources suggest that the average adult makes blank total decisions each day,
ooh.
Including what we eat, what we'll wear, what we'll say, how we'll say it, and all that.
You guess first. We'll do Price is Right rules.
If I say 400 and you say 401, that's
totally
not cool,
that.
Man. That's ground rule. We can't do that. I'm going to say 875.
I'm going to say...
Now, say what number was in your head before you heard his number. Because I'll ask
I was
going to
say, like, 1,000.
Okay. I'll ask students questions on numbers.
And then they'll automatically change.
And
it.
The first answer that they hear, they'll change their answer based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell us if we're in the ballpark?
No, you're not in the ballpark.
Like, it's way higher.
It's significantly higher.
Okay, then you try this one. You go first this time.
4,000.
I'm going to say 2,600.
You're still not in the ballpark.
What?
15,000?
33 to 35,000.
Wow.
That wild?
That
now,
is
those of
wild.
You who believe in the multiverse theory, you understand that each of those 33,000 different decisions that you don't make, that you go in a different direction, spins off and makes a brand new universe. That's a lot of universes.
That is.
And that's just one day for one person.
That's yeah. some like butterfly.
If you think about the amount of things that we say or mm-hmm. the directions that we walk, there's a lot of repeated mm-hmm. decisions.
No,
there.
But it's still like you've yeah. got that's and that's the older I get, the more I'm just impressed by our brains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is so yeah.
brains be crazy.
Yeah. So comment, give us a comment. What are your guys' thoughts? How do you deal with this?
Good topic today, Mel.
Yeah,
Dog.
Legit.
Thank you.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, tell us what you think about the Pixar animators and their struggle. Let's start with that.
Let's hear
one.
From one of them.
Let's also hear about what you've got to say about maybe your about Apple or Star Wars kind of throughout all of that too. But yeah, and you already know this, but tell your friends, right? We're kind of fun, I think.
Or even people you don't like.
Yeah, even people that you legitimately like. Wish ill will toward.
They can listen to us too.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
From prison.
On Podbean, Spotify, Apple Music. We're on all the places. And you can email us at
FTOTDpodcast@gmail.com.
I love it. So we will see you next time. Might be 2 weeks before we see you guys again because some of us are going to a wolf den.
Yeah. We will actually interview the wolf man.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time.